Rams Nation, welcome back to Mike Thomas. What's it feel like to know that you are back and ready to play again?
I'm excited.
Everybody in the background is just as excited as you are.
I'm excited, man. Happy to be back with the fellas, man. Just a good atmosphere, a lot of energy. It just feels good to be back.
When you're not around and you're watching what this team has done, being 3-1 at this point, I know everybody's feeling confident and excited. Mm-hmm. Was it just killing you to want to get back to this team?
It definitely was. But at the end of the day, I was proud of my boys, the way they was executing on the field. Just happy to see them executing and win games.
So much pressure. Yeah, there's just, so many people watching him right now. This is good. He's doing great under pressure, for sure. He's doing great.
It was just exciting, man, just to see them execute, like I said before, and just watching. I was pulling my hair. I was disappointed in me because what I did to myself, but I was happy for them boys to see them win games and execute on the field.
It's rare that a team keeps 7 wide receivers. What does it say about this group when you think about what this group looked like a year ago and this entirely new group keeping everybody? There's so much depth there. What does that say about your room?
We all dogs. We all can play. We all physical. We all can make plays. And they kept 7 for a reason. We all playmakers. We all can stretch the field. We all have this ability to ourselves that we all can use and the coaches can use.
Everybody was pretty high on you in this off season. What have you been doing during this time off to make sure that you don't lose that edge?
Just staying on my game, catching balls, running routes, keeping my feet hot, staying in shape, studying the playbook. It's different when you're actually on the field. But just catching up and knocking some of the rust off that I had. Being 4 games off, just knocking the rust off and getting everything back up to par.
You kind of had a really cool, I got to bring this up because it was really cool. You had some hand-eye coordination thing that you did with juggling. What was that? What were you doing this off season? Do you know what I'm talking about? I think I saw it on social media. Just a really interesting way to get ready for a season. So that's why I had to bring it up.
Yes, I was actually with my vision trainer, Dr. Hansen. And he linked me up with some professional jugglers. And when I went in, I was just amazed how they was doing it.
Could you juggle at all prior to that?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so you've got some skills.
I'm going to show y'all what I got. But, yeah, I definitely learned some stuff. Hand-eye coordination, using your peripheral vision when the ball is in the air. And that helped me a lot.
How important is it to stay creative when you're trying to get your skills and hone your skills, and especially during the offseason? Keep it interesting for you, right?
Yeah, it definitely does. It's just something to do and actually fun and productive at the same time. So I'm just working on my game all over the board and having fun at the same time.
Any of these guys that were trying to mess you up in your interview going to be a good juggler, maybe? He's going to give Farrah Cooper a shout out.
I talk Tay. Tay know how to juggle a bit.
There we go. Tay's a little bit busy with another reporter. He'd probably agree with you. Well, congratulations and welcome back.
Thank you. Thank you so much.